Peace, brothers and sisters, be with you.
要问一下，你曾经失恋过？青少年可以不必回答啊。你曾经失恋过的，请举手。
So here's a question for all of you. Have you ever loved someone, but that love was never reciprocated? So if you have that experience, you can raise your hand. With the youth, accept it. They don't have to answer that question.
Okay, 好，放下来。Okay, 如果你没有，你从来没有失恋过的，请举手。
What if you've never experienced that loss or rejection of love? You can also raise your hand and take a look.
你真正的没有经历过那种心破碎的那种受苦的那种感觉。
Can I really believe you that you've never experienced that heartbreak?
因为有人说呢，失恋呢是爱情的悲剧。
Because someone said that if you have an unreciprocated love, it's a tragedy.
我失恋过好几次。
And I myself have had that several times.
其中有好几次呢是对同一个人失恋的。
And those several times are about one particular woman.
当两个人的关系不融洽，在一个分手的边缘，该怎么办？
And also, if your relationship with your spouse isn't that good, it's in fact on the brink of collapse or breakup, what are you going to do about it?
再问一个问题，曾经去看过眼科医生的，请举手。
A third question, have you ever gone to an eye doctor or eye physician? Raise your hand.
好，请放下。你可以知道我们在眼睛检查眼睛的时候呢，医生会给你点药水，是不是？
Because you know, sometimes when you go through that eye exam, sometimes they may give you a little medical solution on your eyes to help you.
然后你出了诊所之后，哇，这个对光呢很敏感。
And when you walk out of that clinic, your eyes may be very sensitive to the light.
开车或者是走路还可以。
You may still be able to walk or drive.
但是呢，你要读书的话，要读东西的话呢，哎呀，那会让你头晕了。
But reading may get you dizzy pretty quick.
我在当学生的时候检查过眼睛，回到实验室还想要读书。
So I went through one of those exams when I was a student. I went back right to the lab, tried to do some reading.
那是我第一次做眼睛的检查。
And that was my very first eye exam.
然后读没几个字都头晕了，反而趴在桌上了休息了大概两个小时。
And very soon got very dizzy and then I just kind of took a nap for several hours after that.
当我们的眼睛视力出了问题，可能呢没有办法达标，以至于呢没有办法工作，怎么办？
If our sight is problematic, that may also impact our ability to work.
第三个问题，你曾经忧郁过的，请举手。
Another question, have you ever had some periods of depression? If you have that, raise your hand.
好。请放下，请放下。事实上，每一个人在你的人生过程当中，都会有忧郁的经历。
Fact is, almost everyone will have some periods of depression in their lifetime.
不，差别是在于时间长或短，或者是严重不严重。
The difference between people is the length of that duration as well as the degree of that severity.
很多时候我们不知道自己是正好在忧郁当中。
Anytime we are depressed, but without realizing that we are in that state.
当我们的忧郁严重到专业的医生开了证明说呢，你可以不必工作，可以免除掉你的这个职责，该怎么办？
If you have a depression that's serious enough for the doctor to give you an exemption from work or other responsibility, how are you going to react to that?
把三个东西加起来，你失恋了，眼睛有问题，再加上有抑郁症，你怎么办？
Now let's add up these three problems we just talked about: rejection from love, eye vision problem, as well as depression.
有一个人呢，他就把医生开的病假证明呢，把它撕掉了。
There was this one person who had all three. He basically tore up that doctor's note exempting him from work.
然后呢，他照常的去工作。
He still went to work normally.
他甚至于呢，把门关着呢，不让人进来。
He even locked the door and not let other people come in.
外面的人呢，敲门叫他的话呢，他在里头呢，一声不吭，完全沉默。
People tried to knock on the door, tried to come in, but he just kept silent inside the door.
10分钟之后。
10 minutes later,
突然以时速440英里呢，撞了伞。
Then he took aircraft and fly up at the speed of 440 miles per hour and hit a hill, a mountain.
这位失恋了，眼睛有问题，在 UE 当中的副机长，他在3月24日开着德国之翼的班机。
So that was the co-pilot of the German German-wing air flight from Spain to Germany.
从西班牙到德国，但是呢，他来到法国的南部阿尔卑斯山的时候呢，他撞山自杀。
So the flight was from Spain to Germany, but then he hit the mountain in the French Alps.
带着144位乘客，加上5位机组人员，跟他一起陪葬。
So all 144 passengers, along with a 5-member crew, basically died with him.
你说，带着149个人跟你一起陪葬，是不是很可恶？
So what do you think? Isn't it despicable to have 149 other people die with you?
但是呢，副机长卢比兹呢，他不是一个恐怖分子。
But this co-pilot, whose name is Lubitz, he was not a terrorist when he acted like that.
但是为什么他自杀呢？
But why did he commit that suicide?
你晓得自杀的原因呢有很多。
Of course, many reasons prompt suicides.
但是呢，最根究底呢，有一个相同的原因呢，是因着没有盼望。
But the heart, the fundamental reason is that there's a lack of hope.
感觉到自己没有出路，没有那个一个理由活下去，你说是不是很可怜
？That sense that you have no escape, no way out, no reason to keep on living, isn't that a feeling that deserves our pity?
当我晓得卢比兹有这些难处的时候，我对他呢就动了怜悯的心。
When I realized that co-pilot Lubitz had all these three ailments with him.Then that moved my compassion for him.
不是说没有对没有错，这肯定是错的。
This is not to say there's no right versus wrong.
但是我就更能够去体谅呢他的心情，他的难处。
But rather that knowledge made me better understand the kind of pain and difficulty he was going through.
因为呢，对你对我，神呢不也就动了怜悯的心吗
？Because think about it.Didn't God also stir up His own pity, mercy, and compassion for you and me?
我们常常犯罪，我们常常犯错，但是呢，神呢，他还是体贴，他还是呢，给恩典。
We sin and we make mistakes very often, but still God pities on us.
我相信每一个可恶的人背后呢，他都有一个可怜的原因。
I believe behind every despicable, hateful acts.There must lurk some reason that deserves pity and compassion.
关键在于呢，我们愿不愿意呢去了解明白是怎么一回事。
But there's one key here. That is, are we willing to have that compassion, to stir up that mercy for that person?
那同样的，我们要问说，那是一个怎么样的盼望呢？不是盲目的盼望，不是虚空的盼望。
In the same way, we also must ask, how do we make sure that our hope, the hope we have, is indeed Sure, and is indeed certain.
罗马书第五章第一节这么说。
We have this verse from Book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节接着说。我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Verse 2, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
一直到第五节，他又说，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
All the way to verse 5, which says, And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
所以在主耶稣基督里的盼望是唯一，而且是真实确定的。
So that hope we have in Jesus Christ is the only hope that is true as well as certain.
那我们怎么在这盼望中过日子呢?
So then the question becomes, how do we live our days in this love, in this hope?
我们一起来读彼得前书一章十五到十七节。
Let's read together 1 Peter chapter 1, 15 to 17.
先跟我一起用中文，然后跟秀玉念英文。
So it's reading in unison in Chinese first and then English.
来，那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁者。你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。来，英文。
Let's read the verses together. Verse 15. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a father who judges each man's work,impartially. Live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
让我们一起祷告。是的，父神，我们谢谢你。
Father God, we give you our thanks.
因为你在基督里赐下了这真实的盼望。
Because you've given us that sure hope in Jesus Christ.
打开我们的心，让我们一起来领受你的话。
We pray you open our hearts and that we may receive your word.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.Amen.
Amen. 使徒彼得他在一开始一章三节他这么讲说
Apostle Peter in the very beginning of the chapter 1 verse 3 says this
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神他曾照自己的大怜悯借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有活泼的盼望注意这个盼望
It says praisebe to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Note the word hope here in this passage.
同时呢，这彼得呢，晓得他知道知道收信人呢，他们所在的处境如何。
Peter was very familiar with the circumstances of his recipients.
第六节他是这样子写说但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁他们在试炼中
As indicated in verse 6 says, Though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials indicating his audience are going through trials
那怎么让第三节那个盼望呢能够在试炼苦难当中呢能够落实呢
So how is that hope in verse 3to be lived out concretely in the trials as explained in verse 6.
一章十三节他写说所以要约束你们的心谨慎自守专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
The answer is given in verse 13. Therefore, prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
十四节接着说
And verse 14 continues,
你们既做顺命的儿女就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
所以从这两节我们可以看到使徒彼得呢要告诉会众呢刻意的来脱离那种放纵私欲的这样子一个世界的捆绑。
So it's clear the apostle is telling his audience to be purposeful, deliberate in coming out of that evil desire and pattern they've had before.
因为呢，稍微不谨慎的话呢，就会去效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
Because unless we take great care, it's very easy to once again be conformed to that evil desires.
这呢，也包括那一种内心的恐惧、自怜还有焦虑。
And those include the kind of fear.Pity, anxiety that we have in our hearts.
因为呢，你允许自己呢，受那个恐惧、自怜、焦虑那种负面情绪捆绑的话呢，也是一种放纵情欲。
Because if we let those feelings and emotions continue, we let ourselves be bound by those fear, self-pity, and anxiety.
结果会是如何？
And what would be the result of that?
在基督里的那个盼望呢，就不重要了。
The result is that that hope we have in Jesus Christ somehow becomes less important.
我们过日子的时候的话呢，就觉得呢，没有太大的意义了。
And the Jesus Christ, his salvation would become less than meaningful in our daily life.
十四节这里说不要效法呢，是一个被动式。
And in verse 14, the words do not conform to is actually in a passive voice in the original text.
也就是说不要让我们这个肉体的生命呢被这个世界的模子呢 被它推进到这个世俗的模子里头去。
It means it's telling us not to let our life in this flesh be somehow squeezed into that mold of the world patterns.
不要效法是一个消极的一个态度跟方法。
So do not conform is an attitude, is a thought of not letting this happen to us in passivity.
但是呢，有一个积极的，有一个积极的态度跟方法是什么呢？
But what's the opposite, the positive, active mode that we need to be aware of?
第十五节。
And that's in verse 15.
十六节，那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So it says, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy, because I am holy.
如果你懂英文的话，你晓得第十五节一开始呢，有一个转折的连接词 但。
So the English version has that word, but at the start of this verse.
那十四节是一个负面的不要，但是呢，十五节呢是正面的、积极的，要来去讨论这个事情。
Verse 13 talks about the negative, that is what we should not let happen. Verse 15 turns to the positive, what we should let happen.
我们常常告诉别人，特别是告诉我们的孩子，不要做这个，不要做那个，是不是？
We may have a habit of telling our kids a lot of times, don't do this, don't do that.
举个例子、不是个例子，就好像说呢，我告诉你不要呢坐在车子里头。
So here's one, just for one example. Let me tell you, don't sit in your car.
因为呢，导致所有死亡事故呢，20%呢是发生坐在车子里头。
Because 20% of all death occurs inside a vehicle, inside a car.
也不要待在家里头。
Don't stay in your home.
因为所有事故的17%呢，是发生在家里。
Because 17% of all death-related accidents takes place in the home.
同时呢，也不要在马路上、走道上呢、人行道上走路。
And also, do not walk in the pedestrian path on the streets.
因为呢，14%的所有的事故呢，就发生了在这行人的身上。
Because the percentage there is
14%.也不要经过这个航海或者是铁路或者是水道去旅游。
Do not do any travel involving air traffic or sitting on the ocean or taking the railroad.
因为呢，所有事故当中的16%呢，就发生在这一些交通工具上面。
Because 16% of all traffic accidents involving death happens in those ways.
很多时候我们就听到这儿。
So what if I just stop right here?
不要这个，不要那个。
Don't do this and don't do that.
但是我要告诉你，要怎么做。
But I have to tell you what to do.
只有0.001%的百分比呢，是事故呢，是发生在教堂里的主日崇拜。
Here's a number. Only 0.001% of all death.Occurs within a church building.
如果真的发生的话呢，是因为呢，它原本已经有那个疾病存在的，所以才发生的。
And the only occurrences were because of a previous ailment or diseases.
所以最安全的地方是哪？
So where is the safest places in the world?
在教会里头。
It's inside a church building.
礼拜五晚上的查经聚会呢，也很安全啊。
So that means our Friday night Bible study times are also very safe times.
死亡的事故甚至于更低。
Death rate may be even lower there.
来教会可以救你的病。
So if you come to church more often, that may be a lifesaver for you.
怎么样在盼望里头过日子？
So then, back to the question, how do we live out our days in hope?
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
Because the one who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
什么是圣洁？
What is holy?
什么是叫一切所行的事上圣洁？
What does it mean to be holy in all you do?
我想我们的直觉反应呢，会是说呢，圣洁呢，就是跟道德有关系。
Our first impression of holiness may be something related to morality.
你的品德，你的这个高有高尚的行为，这样子的人呢是圣洁的。
If you got a high moral caliber, a very exalted character, that may mean holy.
事实上，这是世人的定义。
But this definition, this understanding, is a worldly one.
这样子的定义呢，事实上的结果是什么？就是呢，我们会专注一个人的行为表现。
This kind of idea will lead us to focus on a person's behavior.
所以呢，也就很容易伪装，也就很容易被骗。
A behavior-focused life is very easy to fake and perform.
神的定义是什么？
But what does God say as far as the definition of holiness?
利未记二十章第二十六节，他写说：“你们要归我为圣，因为我耶和华是圣的，并叫你们与万民有分别，使你们做我的民。”
Leviticus 20:26 says, "You are to be holy to me, because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be my own."
与万民有分别归耶和华，这个是分别为圣。
So to be set apart from all nations, and then to be the people of God, that's what it means to be consecrated.
从这个专家研究，从这个语言的演变来看，圣洁跟道德呢，这两个字呢是没有关系的。
Linguists research and found out that.This notion of holiness has nothing to do with our moral notions.
所以这里很清楚的，归耶和华，做耶和华神的子民是圣的。
Here it says very clearly, to be holy means to be set apart and also to be the people of the Lord.
你不归耶和华神，你不属于耶和华神的子民，不圣洁的。
Unless you belong to the Lord, you're not holy.
因此呢，圣洁呢，就不是人借着道德行为，或者是借着自己的精神意志呢，可以达到，或者是可以获得，或者是可以实现的。
So holiness is not something you can attain or accomplish through your moral action or your personal will or effort.
只有呢，脱离人的文化，脱离人的价值观，归属耶和华神，才圣洁。
It can only be realized by setting yourself apart from human culture and values, and then come back and return, belong to the Lord.
那人能够圣洁是怎么发生的呢？
So how can it ever happen for someone to be holy then?
彼得前书一章十五节，我们看下一章，下一节。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。那招你们的表示是神的主权，主动的招。
Look at 1 Peter.Chapter 1, verse 15. But just as he who called you is holy. Here, who called you, indicating God is the one who has all sovereignty in his calling.
神招了人才能够圣洁。
God calls, then people become holy because of that calling.
那我们会问说，我怎么知道自己是圣洁的呢？
We may ask, how can I know if I am holy or not?
你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
To be holy in all you do.
那这又是什么意思呢？
How do we understand this?
我要强调，不是做什么事情使我们圣洁。
So here I want to emphasize the all you do, the you do part is not talking about what activities, what actions to perform.
而是说呢，我们已经是归属耶和华神，我们做神的子民了，我们是圣洁的。
But the emphasis is on that belonging we have in Jesus Christ, in the Lord Jehovah.
因此这里到底在要求什么呢？
So what exactly here is being required of us here?
就是呢，我们活出我们这些属神的人、圣洁的人，活出与神相称、相配的生活。
The requirement here is that those of us who are already holy, made holy by God's calling, we must live out that holiness that we've already been given in our daily life.
所以我会问说，既然我们已经圣洁的，为什么我们不活出来呢？
So now the real question is this. If we are already made holy, how come we don't look like holy in our daily life?
不是假设 if, 而是说既然我们已经是的。
So,The word is not if, but rather since now we are already holy, why is it that our daily life does not reflect that holiness?
这样子的生活事实上是满可以满足甚至于超越世人的道德标准的。
A holy life in fact satisfies all the moral demands, requirements of the worldexpectation even exceeds them.
我们每一次读圣经的时候，可以看到圣经描绘基督门徒的生活是肯定跟世人的生活是不一样的。
Every time we open our Bible, you are for sure going to see that anytime the Bible describes the life of the believers, that life is going to be very different from the life of the world.
不只是我们生活平顺的时候。同时也在我们苦难试炼当中的时候，我们活出圣洁的生活。
The difference shows up not only in smooth, easy circumstances, but also under problem, difficulties, and trials. In those times, then we live out that holiness that we've given.
所以分别为圣就不是一个宗教的词汇了。
So the concept of sanctification here is not just a religious term.
也不是我们在教会里头的一个口号
，nor is it a slogan that we throw around at church，
而是呢，我们你我基督门徒的一个生活的方式。
But rather, it's the way of life for you and I as believers of Jesus Christ。
事实上，这个就是前面第十四节的意思。
And this is exactly what verse 14 means。
前十四节，我们看一下他怎么写。
Verse 14.
他说：“你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。”
So, as obedient children, meaning since now you are obedient children, so do not conform to the evil desires.
所以活出那个顺命的儿女，就是在所行的事上圣洁。
So, the way to live out that obedience of obedient children is.To not conform to the evil desires.
那使徒彼得他做第十五节的教导的基础是什么呢？是第十六节。
Verse 15. What's the basis of the teaching here in verse 15?
因为经上记着说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
The basis is in verse 16. For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy."
这个句子呢，在利未记里头呢，就出现了五次。
This sentence appears.In the book of Leviticus, 5 times.
但是我们可以确定这一句话呢，是从利未记十九章第二节的节录下来的。
But we know that it comes from Leviticus 19, verse the second verse.
耶和华对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。”
Here, the God of the Lord is speaking.He says, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy because I, the Lord, your God, am holy.
然后第十三节，十九章十三节，他接着说，你们个人都当孝敬父母，也要守我的安息日，我是耶和华你们的神。
And then verse 3, each of you must respect his mother and father, and you must observe my Sabbath. I am the Lord, your God.
第十四节
verse 14,
你们不可偏向虚无的神，也不可为自己铸造神像。我是耶和华你们的神。
Verse 4. Do not turn to idols or make gods of cast metal for yourselves. I am the Lord your God.
所以一直到第二十六章都是在解释十九章第二节你们要圣洁是什么个样子。
So all the verses from here all the way down to chapter 22, they're all about explaining what this second verse is saying.
刚才我只是举了两个例子而已。
And the only two examples I gave you were just two instances of that.
我要问大家, 以色列人有没有活出这样子的生命来?
So here's a question for you. Did the Israelite people live out a holy life or not?
有没有?
Did they?
有人点头, 有人没点头,
some 有, are nodding or some are shaking their heads.
我们没有把握, 因为呢, 我们知道说, 我们看新约, 希伯来书的时候, 确实是写出的, 有一群人, 他们是按照着他们的信心活出来的。
We may not be too sure, because if we read the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, it says there was a group of people in Israel, among the Israelites who lived out a holy life apart from sin.
但是整个旧约圣经都在见证一件事情。
But we know the whole Old Testament witnesses one fact.
靠人自己的努力是没有办法达到神的标准，是没有办法活出圣洁的。
That it is impossible to meet God's standards to live out a holy life by man's own effort.
但你要问，我们要问说，那我们基督门徒，你我怎么可以活出来呢？
So question for us as believers of Jesus Christ is, then how can we live out that holiness?
使徒彼得他写信是写给谁？ 1章2节。
Well, think about who was Apostle Peter writing to?
他说呢，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
Verse 2, it says he is writing to those who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood.
所以说我们认罪悔改相信接受耶稣基督做我们个人救主的时候，
So as we repent our sin and turn around and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, as we do that,
在那一刻圣灵呢就使你我圣洁了。
In that very moment, the Holy Spirit has made us holy.
多圣洁。
How holy exactly?
甚至于圣灵他愿意住在我们的心，那样的圣洁。
We're made so holy that even the Holy Spirit is willing to live in us, to indwell in us.
那既然圣灵已经使你我圣洁了，回到第十五、第十六节。
So now that the Holy Spirit has made us holy, now coming back to verse 16.
我们在一切所行的事上，只要我们有意的来顺从圣灵而行的话呢，我们就可以活出来了。
So in all we do, in everything we do, as long as we're willing to follow that Holy Spirit, then we will live a holy life.
为什么说呢？是有意的。
Why do we emphasize deliberately following him?
因为呢，我们太习惯我们自己的原本的意思了。
Because we are so used to what we normally think, we are usual pattern of thought.
而且呢，我们太习惯我们自己的方法了。
We're so comfortable with the habits, our usual ways of doing things.
有一个小男孩，他不喜欢做家庭作业、做功课。
There was this little boy who doesn't like homework.
父亲很爱他，父亲呢就想办法呢，要试图的来说服他呢，让这个小让自己的小男孩呢能够做作业。
Dad loves him a lot, so tries hard to find ways to convince him to do his homework.
所以呢，他就跟儿子说了。
So he says to his son.
当林肯呢，在你这个年纪的时候呢，晚上的时候呢，他抓紧时间用那个壁炉上的火光呢，他抓紧学习读书。He
says, "Son, do you know when Abraham Lincoln was your age? Every night he would just read his books, sitting next to that fire, using the reflected light from the fire to read his books."
儿子回答说。And
the son replies,
当林肯在你的年纪的时候，已经做总统了。
You know, when Abraham Lincoln was your age, he was already the president.
我们太习惯拿别人来做比较。So
we are so used to comparing one person with another, comparing people.
不知道说这个比较不能激励人心。When
we will realize that this kind of comparison will never encourage a little action.
因此我们需要有意的，我们也需要刻意的呢，不去做比较。
We need to be deliberate, purposeful in not making those kind of comparisons.
一直到这样子的观念、这样子的态度、这样子的习惯呢，改变过来。
Until that habit gets changed, corrected.
因为我晓得，如果我不强调的话呢，每一次我们再回来读这段经文的话呢，大家一直会想说呢，那我该做什么让我自己圣洁
？I know for sure that if today in my preaching I do not emphasize this fact about holiness, next time we study the Bible, come to this passage, the question we're going to ask is, how can I become holy? How do I become act holy?
基督门徒已经圣洁了。
The fact is, Christian believers are already made.Holy.
我们有意的顺从圣灵而行，我们就活出那圣洁的生命来。
As long as we deliberately follow the leading of Jesus Christ of the Holy Spirit, that holiness will be lived out.
不仅是平顺的时候，也包括在苦难试炼当中。
Not only in daily life, but also under in difficult trials.
是特别是在苦难当中，别人我们身边的人就看出我们是不一样的。
And particularly in trials, because then those close to us will see very clearly how we react, respond differently.
我们有意的顺着圣灵而行的话呢，我们活的就活得踏实，活得稳妥。
And if we purposely follow that leading, our life will be secure.Will be at peace.
这个呢，就是在盼望中过日子的样式。
And that is how living our days in hope looks like.
可能大家还是会追根究底的问说呢，那这跟在盼望中过日子有什么关系呢？
But we may still keep on digging the question. Well, what does this have to do with living in hope in holiness?
第十七节。
Verse 17.
你们既称那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
Since you call on a father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
这里的父，这位父呢，是指谁呢？约翰福音一章十二节。
Father, who is it referred to in that's explained in John 1:12.
凡接待他的，这他呢是指耶稣，就是信他名的人，他就赐他做权柄，做神的儿女。
Yet to all who receive him here is Jesus Christ. To those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the right to become children of God.
这里呢是在讲一个关系的建立。
He is talking about the establishment of that relationship.
因为呢，神跟人呢原本是分隔的。
Because God and man originally are separated.
是因着人愿意相信接受耶稣基督，神跟人就成为父跟儿女的关系就建立起来了。
Through that acceptance of man as of the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, then there is established this relationship between God and humanity again.
然后呢，到一章十三节。
And then in verse 13,
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
As children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
所以这一节呢，就在解释前面一节的那种神跟人那种父亲儿女关系的建立，是因着有这样子一个生命的来源，生命的连接。
And this is the description of that origin, that connection in life between a believer and God, how that connection and relationship is rebuilt.
现在你可以看到，我们这个肉体的生命是我们地上父母给的。
We all know that our fleshly life here we have here on this earth.That's given to us by our mother and father, our parents.
但是我们眼睛看不到的那个在里头的那个属灵的生命的话，是天上神给的，所以我们叫天父。
But that spiritual life we have inside of us, that's invisible, that one is given to God. That's why we call him our heavenly father.
那甚至于我们为什么说叫他是慈爱的天父呢？
And even more, why do we call him our merciful, our loving Father.
因为呢，我们成为神的儿女呢，完全是个恩典。
Because the fact that we can actually become His children, that's entirely because of His grace.
我们只 单单相信接受耶稣基督，我们就白白的得到。
The only thing we need to put up is to believe and accept it.
因为 我发现现在越难越用我们这地上的父亲做一个比喻来去认识理解天上的父亲。
And I come to realize more and more how the limitation of using our biological fathers on this earth as an analogy to talk about this truth.
是不是大家都晓得在巴尔的摩的暴动？
So Mary, one of you has heard about the riot in Baltimore or Maryland.
你晓不晓得最出名的是谁？
Do you know who is the most well-known, famous character in all the news reports about this?
不是那六个被起诉、被关起来的警察。
It's not those six officers who've been charged and incarcerated.
也不是那个女市长，巴尔的摩是一个女市长。
It's not the mayor of
female mayor.
The female mayor of Baltimore either.
也不是那个35岁年轻的。州检察官，女的，也是个 女性。
It's not the young attorney general, 35-year-old female attorney, state attorney general either.
星期三晚上的新闻报道了。
I saw the news report on Wednesday evening.
一位母亲，她追着打她的青少年儿子。
And there was his mother chasing her son and just kept slapping him.
为什么上街去参加这个暴动呢？
So she was scolding him. Why are you going on the street to join the riot?
他的父亲在哪里？
But here's the question. Where was his father?
这是一位单亲母亲。
Because she was a single mother.
这个年轻人他的父亲缺席了。
So that means the father of that young man was absent.
这不是我们的天父。
Now this kind of fatherhood does not reflect what kind of father we have in heaven.
我们的天父是慈爱的。
Our heavenly father, on the other hand, is loving.
所以我们没有办法，我们也不可以用在这个地上跟自己的父亲的经历来去理解，来去塑造这位天上的父亲。
So in fact, it is we can't.Use our relationship with our biological father on earth to understand our relationship with the heavenly father because they are very different.
而是呢，我们要重新的从圣经里头呢来重新认识这一位慈爱的天父。
But rather, what we have to do is to go to the Bible and there try to understand to form a correct understanding of what our relationship with our heavenly father is like.
所以我鼓励在座的弟兄们，我们是需要彼此关怀、彼此建造。
So my encouragement for all the brothers here is that we do indeed need to care for one another.
把我们的朋友，我们男性的朋友带到耶稣基督的面前来。
So that we can bring our male friends to Jesus Christ.
特别是我们在座的一些姐妹的丈夫们，需要把他们呢鼓励他们，带他们来到神的面前。
And we especially need to do that for those husbands of many of our sisters here we have in this church.
我会这样子鼓励的原因之一是什么？
The reason why I'm encouraging this is this.
因为呢，十七节一章十七节，彼得前书一章十七节，他说这个天父呢是不偏待人，是按个人行为审判人的。
Because it says in verse 17 that God judges each man's work impartially.
什么叫做不偏待人？
What does it mean to be impartially?
利未十九章，利未记十九章十五节，他说：“你们施行审判，不可行不义，不可偏负穷人，也不可看重有势力的人，只要按着公义审判你的邻舍。”
Leviticus 19:15, do not pervert justice, do not show partiality to the poor.Or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly.
所以这个慈爱的天父，他也是一个公义的主。
So the loving Father is also a just, a fair Lord.
那在彼得前书一章十七节，那个按个人行为审判人，又是什么意思呢？
So back to 1 Peter 1:17, judging each man's work impartially. What's the meaning of this?
这不是 不是说呢靠着自己的善行来称义来成圣，这跟圣经的教导呢是相反的。
It means we cannot become holy or sanctified through our good deeds. That idea is contrary to biblical teaching.
使徒保罗他在哥林多后书五章九到十节，他这样子写说：我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians, says, so we make it our goal to please him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
意思是说呢，没错，我们这些信耶稣的，我们是得救了。
What it says is that for us believers, sure, we have been saved, we have salvation.
但是你我在这地上的生活，我们是要向那一位公义又慈爱的神交账的。
But our life on this earth while we are still alive needs to be accounted for, needs to be made accountable to a God who is both loving and just.
那神是要怎么样的一个生活？我们过一个怎么样的生活呢？
So what kind of life does God want from us?
是怎么样的生活我们可以交得了账呢？
What kind of life?Can help us, can make it possible for us to be accountable.
是怎么样的生活叫做善而不是恶呢？
What kind of life can be called, as it says here, good and not bad?
以前在我们教会里头，我们已经过去我们已经提到，活出基督就是那善，就是可以跟神交账。
We have taught in this church that to live out Christ is to have a good life.
是。活出你我那个在里头那个新造的人
is to live out that newly created person within you and me.
也包括刚才所说的有意地顺从圣灵而行，这个就是善，要不然就是恶。
Part of that it also involves deliberately following the will of the Holy Spirit. Contrary to that is equivalent to what says bad here.
因此你我基督门徒十七节下半段，一章十七下半段，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
So for this reason we have this teaching in second part of verse 17, live as strangers here in reverent fear.
不是恐惧害怕。
This is not fear as it to be terrified kind of fear.
因为耶稣基督已经在十字架成就了救赎了。
Because Christ already gave us salvation on the cross.
你我相信接受耶稣基督的，我们就免除了神对罪的刑罚了。
For you and me as believers, we are pardoned from that punishment of that sin.
而是呢，我们一个敬畏神的态度来过日子。
But rather, it's talking about an attitude of reverence, of respect, of awe that you and I should have as we live our lives for Him.
这样子一个敬畏神的态度过日子呢，就是活出圣洁。
And this kind of a reverent attitude in daily living is to live out that holiness that's already been given to us.
你有没有注意到最后一句话说呢？度你们在世寄居的日子。
Notice the word in the second part here is live your lives, live your lives
as strangers.
As strangers here.
意思就是这个呢，也就衬托出呢，在盼望中过日子的重要性。
Reflected here is that importance that's being stressed here of reflecting that holiness in your everyday things that you do and you live.
也就表示说，那个寄居就表示说呢，有一个永远居住的存在。
It says as strangers, indicating that we have another permanent.Place that's our real home.
就是想说日子是短暂的，就表示说呢，它有一个永恒的存在，是指空间上的意思。
日 say it again.
这个日子是一个地上的，是一个短暂的，就表示说呢，相对的还有一个永恒的存在。
So live your lives here, meaning the days you spend here on earth. This indicates that duration is limited. It's not infinite. then corresponding to that, we also have a heavenly life that is not limited, infinite in duration.
所以在世上，在这地上，就表示说呢，有一个是在天上的。
And the other correspondence is that now we're living here on earth, that corresponds also to that we will be living life in heaven, which is also near to us.
所以用这样子的态度过日子，就跟世俗的生活方式是不一样的。
So if we live with this kind of attitude, with this kind of understanding, now that life is bound to be very different from the worldly life we see.
这样子的生活叫分别为圣。
And this kind of life is to be sanctified, is to be set apart from the world.
肯定是可以向那位公义慈爱的神交账的。
You can be sure that God will accept this kind of life.
这样子的一个生活方式就是在盼望中过日子。
And this way of life is to live in hope.
最后我们怎么样来回应今天的经文呢？
So finally, how should we respond? What should be our reaction response be to this teaching?
向着标杆直跑。
We need to press on toward that goal.
我们当中有哪些人是打篮球的？
Anyone here plays basketball?
没有。打网球的。
How about tennis?
棒球的。
Baseball?
曲棍球的。
Hockey?
OK. 网啊、这个高尔夫球的。
Golf?
啊。
OK, some golfers.
你在打球的时候你的眼睛盯住哪里？
When you play that ball game, where do you focus your eyes on?
你看的那个目标。
It's that goal, isn't it?
你打篮球。或者是曲棍球，你看着是那个网框。
For basketball, or hockey, you look at the net.
你打桌球、乒乓球或网球的话呢，你看着是那个网，你要球打过那个网，但是呢，不过了界。
Table tennis or tennis, you try to get the ball over the net, but stay within the boundary.
打高尔夫球的啊、打高尔夫球的，你心里想着那个看不到的那个洞。
Golf players, you think about that hole.
如果我们不是开玩笑，我们也不是乱搞的话呢，我们肯定是眼睛盯着那个目标来打球的。
Joking aside, I think whenever we play this kind of a sport game, your attention is on that goal.
怎么样在盼望中过日子？
So then, how do we live our days in hope?
有意地顺着圣灵而行。
And it is to deliberately following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
你我就预备好。可以向那公义慈爱的神。
The year and I can be prepared, and finally we can come to the loving and just Heavenly Father.
我们一起祷告。
Why don't we? Let's pray together.
是的，父神，我们谢谢你，你让我们在耶稣基督里就已经成了圣洁。
Heavenly Father, thank you for making us holy. Have you made us holy already in Jesus Christ?
求你帮助我们每一位，让我们愿意继续在基督里来调整我们的价值观，调整我们的观念，调整我们的态度。
Help us as we are willing to have our concepts, our understanding, our attitudes be adjusted, be corrected in Jesus Christ.
让我们能够把那基督的生命，那新造的人给活出来。
We do so so that we can live out in our daily life that newly created life, that person that you have given us inside us.
让我们自己有那样子的把握，也让别人看到我们是过一个圣洁的生活。
Also give each one of us that assurance as well, so that our lives can be seen by others as a witness around us.
不是我们做什么。
It's not that what we can do ourselves,
而是我们愿意顺着圣灵而行。
But rather we want to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.